Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Amanda Calgi joining us. We'll talk with Amanda about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And a full disclosure here, I've been waiting on this one for literally years. Quick story before we bring Amanda on. But she was one of the first artists I ever reached out to when we made the full-time transition from doing soap operas to music. And our schedules never really meshed. But as hard as we tried, our schedules never meshed. But that all changed today. So with that being said, I've also got my buddy Craig with me, as usual. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how are you? Ready for show number 3 out of 5?
Yep. And folks, this is our third show in 3 days. So if we sound a little ragged, forgive us if we sound a little bit ragged right now. But I think, what do you say we go ahead and bring Amanda on?
No reason to wait. Let's go.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Amanda Calgi to the show. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Hi, dear. Good, how are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for doing this today.
Of course, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. As I said in the intro, this interview has literally been years in the making.
I definitely agree with that. I've been talking to you since, oh geez, what has it been, like 2 years?
At least 2 years, and you were one of the first artists that I thought of that I would reach out to when I made the transition full time from doing soap operas to doing music. You were one of the first artists I thought of.
Well, thank you for thinking of me.
Absolutely. To kind of get things started today, I've got two questions for you. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay, so my name is Amanda Calgi. Honestly, I've been involved with music since, forever. I actually sang in my very first wedding when I was, 8 or 9 years old. And ever since then, I've done school musicals. I actually was Annie in the musical Annie. I played Cat in the Hat and Seussical. So it took off from there. And then after that, I kind of was just writing music. And I moved to Nashville for a little bit and got to experience all that fun stuff. So when I moved back, I've just been singing and writing music, and I joined a band, 2 bands actually. So it has been a whirlwind and so busy. Like this summer, I had so many shows. It's been a blast.
Well, Amanda, this is Craig Abel. Where do you usually perform?
I live pretty close to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we do shows in New York, we've done it in West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, pretty as far out as we've been. We've been all the way, like, on the other side of New York, though, which was definitely a long drive, but it was so worth it. I met so many awesome people out there.
Oh, because I live in Central Jersey, and I would love... How far am I from where you usually perform, would you say?
Well, let's see. Probably from where I perform... you're probably north of me, I'm assuming, from where I perform. So probably another 3 hours. But, I mean, I'm willing to make the drive to come see you.
I would love to see you if you came to Jersey.
Of course. I'll try to make it happen.
I look forward to it.
My bandmates are always down to travel wherever. We just love being able to play music and meet people, so it'd be perfect.
I'm sure also a lot of my friends would love to do it as well. I'm sorry, Cody.
That's fine. I know you said you're from the Pittsburgh area.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a story about Pittsburgh. I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
I've seen 29 so far. So,
oh, my.
But I'll be honest with you. Pittsburgh was probably my favorite.
It is so beautiful. I mean, you have the river, you have
mm-hmm.
the skyline, perfect.
It's gorgeous. I mean, those three rivers converge right there. It is just so gorgeous.
I love it up there. I was actually in Cleveland yesterday for a Cavaliers game, and I've never went to the Indian Stadium, but I saw it, and it is so nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
As nice as Cleveland was, I was happy to see the Yankees beat Cleveland, I'm sorry to say.
What about that?
I was happy, as nice as Cleveland, the stadium was, so I wasn't disappointed to see them lose to the Yankees, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I have to admit, and I hope I don't make anybody upset, but I am not particularly a Cleveland fan unless it's the Cavaliers.
To LeBron
Fair
James
enough.
Is very hard to root against.
I do like LeBron.
But the only stadium I have left is a Seattle. And I'm doing
Seattle?
That one this coming June. So.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
And I'm writing a book about it, too. So I've been doing this for the past maybe 5 years, and it's been one adventure after another.
So what are your top five, then?
Oh, boy. of course, Pittsburgh, obviously. I like Cincinnati. Arizona, Colorado, and San Francisco.
Hmm, nice. A few of those places I've never been.
I've never been to Frisco either. Or Seattle.
I did have some kind of a fun get-to-know-you type questions, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. We rarely start out with this one, but I figured it'd be fun just to kind of change things up a little bit. When I was in college, I had a professor who loved scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
He'd throw scenarios out at us pretty much every class period. So that's probably where this first question comes from. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only have three items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, boy. Hmm. That is tough. Let me think. Oh, geez. Well, I'd probably bring, if I could, I don't know how well it would work, but a cell phone just so I can keep in touch with everybody back home. This is a tough question. I'd probably bring my dog, Chesney. I love my dog so much. He's like my baby. And I would bring... Sorry, Sean, if you're listening to this. I would probably bring my sister because she would do my hair and all that stuff while we were there.
You got to have family, you know?
Right, exactly.
Now, this is a fun one I don't get to ask very often either. If you weren't in the entertainment industry, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, boy. Okay, so I went to school for hospitality management with a focus in event planning and business marketing. So, oh, geez, I am a singer, but you're talking about the whole industry in general if I couldn't do anything with music?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's tough because my dream, if I can't make it with music, I would have to be like an artist management or something. But considering music is my whole life, so I honestly have to say that I haven't thought of anything outside of the music career.
I understand that. I mean, I get it. My dream, my ultimate dream is to expand this radio show so much so that I'm standing in the press line at major country music award shows, talking to the stars. That's my.
Well, you're definitely on the right track. That's for sure.
I appreciate that, and every time the CMA awards come on or any country music award show for that matter, I'm glued to the TV going, I will be at that show one day. There's not a doubt in my mind I will be at that show one day.
I believe you for sure, and I hope I'm one of the stars in line waiting to talk to you.
You know, and that's what leads me to this next question. I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I think it helps me be better at what I'm doing with the show. So, I was watching Dan Rather ask this question to Kid Rock one time, and I thought it was the greatest question ever. So I kind of, had a quote unquote steal it, and so I'm going to ask you this: when your career takes off, and you're winning CMA award after CMA award, which is going to happen for you, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Honestly, just being real and being humble, because I have to say, like, my favorite part of being an artist and being able to travel and perform for people is meeting the people afterwards and just being able to build relationships with them. So, I mean, that's, like, such a huge part for me. So just being real and humble towards everybody that I meet and just being able to make those relationships that last a lifetime.
Right. And it's the same way I feel about this show. I mean, the artists we have on the show, I try to form friendships with them. Through social media or whatever, you know, I try and friendships with them off air.
Mhm. You definitely did a good job at that.
A really fun question for you that will probably tell me a lot. what music are you currently into right now?
What music? Well, oh boy, obviously country. Country is like number one for me, no matter what mood I'm in, sad, happy, excited,
yes.
Anything, driving down the back road all the time. But artist-wise,
I knew I liked
right
you
now,
for some reason.
What was that?
I knew I liked you for some reason.
artist-wise, though, I'm definitely going to have to go with Kelsea Ballerini. I love her new music. I am obsessed with it. But
Have you heard of Miss Me More?
I have, and actually it's pretty relatable to me right now. So it's been my jam for the last, since it's come out the last week, I want to say.
That is a great song, and that's as close to pop as possible. That's definitely a great pop country song.
It is, for sure. I am obsessed with it.
No, go ahead, what other artists?
I love Jesse James Decker also. I actually had the privilege of going to see her at City Winery in Nashville when I was down there for the CMA Fest, and she put on such an amazing show. She brought out all her family members, and it was just so personable, and that's, like, something that I want to strive to be, too, so it was amazing, and she's just so fun. But I love her music too right now.
I think her album debuted at the top of the country charts, to my knowledge.
It did.
That's cool.
I hope that at the very least you can open for either of them.
Oh, that would be incredible. I could die happy then.
Speaking of music, a lot of my friends will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for this one. Because a prime example, I think the greatest technological invention ever is the iTunes shuffle button. Because from 1 minute I'll be listening to a George Strait, I mean, a straight up, as country as you can possibly get, George Strait, Alan Jackson, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Then for the next minute, it will switch to Eminem.
So it's perfect for you then.
Yeah, it's a nice blend. It's a good buffet, I should say.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I always like to say that I'm not just a country fan. I'm a fan of all music.
I have to agree with you on that one.
I wanted to ask a couple questions geared toward social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, pretty much everybody on Earth nowadays is on social media. Let's just face that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, being an artist how has social media affected your career thus far?
It has been so helpful, just to get my name out there. Also, another reason why, it's a place that I go. I mean, the furthest I've drove so far has been 6 hours for a show one way. And those people, I mean, I wouldn't be able to talk to them without social media. So there's this little boy I met in the Troy County Fair, I have to say. His name is Tyler. He was so scared at first to meet me, and we became the best of friends. We ended up eating chocolate ice cream together. He was just so sweet. So I've been keeping in touch with them on Snapchat. I've been keeping in touch with them on Instagram and Facebook. And it's so much so that his mom messaged me on Facebook the one day and let me know that she was driving 3 hours to come to see me perform at a show just so little Tyler could come as well. And they drove all the way out there and then got a hotel room afterwards. And I'm telling you what, social media has kept me and the people that I've met, really close, which is, such a huge thing for me.
Well, that is terrific.
That's adorable.
I saw that picture with you holding Tyler in front of the stage.
Yeah, he's
fantastic.
So
picture.
He's so sweet.
That is adorable. That's probably one of the sweetest stories I've heard on the show probably in a long time. That is adorable.
Yes, he's my little buddy. His mom sends me Snapchats of him talking to me all the time, and it's so cute.
Oh, for a minute, when I first saw the picture, I thought that he was your son.
I know. A lot of people, actually, right after the show, he, ran up and gave me a really big hug, and some random person came up, and they were like, oh, your son's cute. I was like, actually, I just met him, but thanks.
Oh, he's the son you never met till now?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
That's the perfect story. I agree with Cody.
Another question about social media I had for you is, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole than it was, say 20, 30 years ago? Before the invention of social media?
Yeah, absolutely. I like I said before, it definitely keeps people, like, close-knit, because I feel like you know everything that happens the second that it happens, and that's such a good thing that social media provides, because, I mean, 20, 30 years ago, like, you would never even know, like, Kelsea Ballerini, for example, her CD just is about to come out. It would take people, who knows, months? I have no idea, to figure that out, and, like, now we know, like, before it's even going to come out, and we're all, like, so excited for it and everything, so I think it definitely helps.
Yeah, and for us on the show, social media is just such a blessing for us. I mean, Twitter specifically, that's where I get like 95% of the show's guests is through Twitter.
And I honestly, I probably would have never even talked to you without social media, obviously. So I'm very thankful for that.
Right. It brought us together, so, I mean, that's one good thing.
Exactly. I am a little upset, though, because we were in Nashville at the same time, and we were both too busy with all the music stuff. We didn't have time to meet.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I was there, and I told the story before on air. I was there to actually accept an award.
I remember.
Which I had no clue I was going to get. I mean, when they called my name, it took me a second to realize what was going on. I was like, wait, what's happening right now?
I was there at the ceremony with him. Were you at the Wobbler Awards, Amanda?
I was not. I went down there. We're good friends with an artist that's down there, and it was his birthday, so we were at his party.
Oh
nice. I went up to accept my award, and the host of the awards was like. You know, you have to make an acceptance speech, right? I'm like, dude, you're putting me on the spot here.
That would be me too. I besides singing, I have stage fright for sure.
Dude, you're putting me on the spot, and I tell you this, beyond thanking the hosts or whatever, I had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I literally rambled for what seemed like 10 minutes.
Aww.
but I mean, it was fun. There was a red carpet and everything. It was great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I'm pretty upset that I didn't get to meet you.
But I know we're both down there in December, so... So I'll definitely make plans to hopefully hang out with you.
Absolutely. I really hope so.
Awesome.
If you ever come up, not just New Jersey, but if you ever come up to, like, the very tip of Pennsylvania, more north Pennsylvania, I'd love
mm-hmm.
to see you perform and get to meet you there too, Amanda, because I want to become – the number two fan behind Tyler, driving to see you.
That's perfect. I can take a picture just like that one. I'll just hold you, too.
You can hold me, but I don't know how much success you'll have, though. I think you should work out before trying.
I can do that.
Wow. I've got but three or four more questions for you, but
sure.
As a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Right now, I'm getting this off my chest. I'm going through a breakup, so that has been definitely a lot of motivation for me, good and bad. I mean, it's So, like I said, that Misty Moore song has got me fired up. So I've been writing really good music lately, and I'm pretty proud of all the work that I've put in. So, honestly, it hasn't really been that tough of a breakup, I have to say, because it's been kind of beneficial to my music. But other than that, I would have to say family is, like, a big part. And then, I don't know, like, it is so beautiful out right now with fall and everything, so you just, like, get ideas in your head, just, like, happy thoughts, and then it just flows out from there.
You know, one of the things that inspires me, of course, I'm a creative person as well. I play the guitar, or I'm learning the guitar, actually. I'm attempting to relearn the guitar. I did this show, obviously, which is creative in and of itself. But for me, one of the things that inspires me is people.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I love people, and seeing you guys succeed, and knowing that we've been a small part of that is just the best, you know.
Yeah, agreed, for sure.
And I wanted to say this before we get into a little bit of what's coming up for you, ever since we connected on social media maybe 2 or 3 years ago, something like that, and just talking on the show today, I do consider you a very, very dear friend.
I would have to say the same. I'm so very happy, like you said, for social media, because I would have no idea, we would have no idea who each other are, so it definitely brought us together, for sure.
Exactly.
And Amanda, I would love to keep in, we haven't spoken much. But I would love to talk more with you, become friends, and get to see you down the next few months, too.
And
I would love that.
If there's ever anything we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Same goes for you guys.
I think to kind of wrap things up here, because we've only got like a minute and a half. What's coming up for you in like the next 6 months, music wise?
Okay, so this Friday I have a show. It's in Warren, Pennsylvania. We're doing like a Halloween party, so it should be really fun. I have a bunch of shows coming up all over the place, actually. A bunch of casinos and cool little places that I've never been, so that should be good. And then I have 2 songs coming out, actually, and they will probably, I thought they would be out sooner. They'll probably be out the beginning of January, and I cannot wait. I'm so, so excited. So we've been having photo shoots done. I have a ton of, like, really awesome pictures. Just being in a studio a lot and actually just writing with like a bunch of artists in the area. So it has been an incredible learning experience to be able to just hang out with all these people and be able to write with them. And it's definitely helped my creativity, that aspect at least. And I'm just really excited for what's to come.
Awesome.
I'm excited too. You said you were playing to hear your new music. You said you were playing in casinos.
Yes.
What casinos are you playing at, and where can one learn about all your concerts?
So we're planning on being, we've been talking to Mountaineer, and that's in West Virginia, and then we've been talking to The Rivers in Pittsburgh also. And then you can find out, I usually post most of my show information on my Instagram, so it's at Amanda Cahy, or Facebook, and it's just my name. Mostly Facebook, though, because the band that I'm in, they pretty much handle most of that, and I just repost it for them.
Oh,
awesome.
Awesome.
I think the last question I've got for you, well, two more questions, actually. I know you've performed all around the Northeast, and obviously Nashville a little bit when you live there. What's your favorite venue to play?
Well, this summer we got to do so many fairs, and honestly, I really love the fairs. I feel like it's just like very homey. All the local people come just to celebrate like each other, pretty much, and I love being there and just being able to meet all the people. And not to mention, the food is amazing. So fairs, I love fairs.
Fair food is great.
Yes.
I wouldn't recommend it, though, if you were on Weight Watchers.
just no. One more question for you, and I think we're going to wrap things up. But whether in your personal life or your professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given is just, honestly, to never give up, because you never know when, like, no matter how many people say no, there's always going to be, like, someone that will say yes eventually. You just have to keep pushing yourself and keep motivated and be persistent. And, I mean, following your dreams is what life is all about. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to be able to achieve that dream of mine of being a singer. So I'm going to keep pushing until I get there.
It's going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen.
Yeah, you and me will be on the red carpet. Let's hope.
Then I'll be interviewing the two of you then.
Hey, thank you for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's been a good time.
Absolutely. Keep us posted on when those songs come out, because I host every Friday. I host a show called Indie Country Radio, and I'd love to put those songs in rotation.
You'll be the first person I send them to, then.
Can you? I'll be the second person.
Can I what?
Can I be the second person?
Sure, you can be the second.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Awesome. Like I said, thank you again, and you're more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you all so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, this was a fantastic interview, Amanda. You were fabulous.
Thank you. I'm
just
going
to say this. Real quick, I have so much respect for you and what you do that it's just not even funny.
And I have so much respect for you, because let me tell you what, I've been nervous about this for about a week, and I can't imagine doing it 5 days in 1 week. So I have so much respect for you, and obviously being in the music industry, you have a special place in my heart.
And I'm going to start crying now. I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. So thank you again for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It was a blast.
Fabulous.
I'll be talking to you on social media, definitely, okay?
I can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Amanda.
That was fun. That was so much fun.
Yeah. Yep. Look what happened. I guess you definitely wasn't nervous anymore.
She is a doll. Oh, my God. She is such a doll. Show number 3 for the week he's done, and we're still here. So
Yep, we're still here, thank God.
That's a good thing, I guess. But,
Yes, trust me. Yes, that is.
Saturday, we've got a good friend joining us Saturday, Alyssa Trahan, to come back by the show and talk about her brand new EP that drops this Friday, but beyond that, we're taking a little bit of a break for Halloween, but we'll be back on when is it, Craig? November 6th, I think.
November 6th, we will have the sensational Kayla Woodson. And then Tuesday we have the 7th. We have Tiffany Ashton from North Carolina, who I've been wanting to talk to for quite some time. And then we have the sensational Emily Miner on Wednesday the 8th. So we will be more than making up for next week, the following week.
We have 4 more interviews this year, Craig. Can you believe that? Just 4 more.
It's gone by so quickly.
It's crazy, dude. I mean, and I'm planning a end of the year special that will probably be November 18th, maybe. That's on a Saturday, so I'm planning that fairly soon. But I think I'm gonna let you go real quick and wrap things up here, okay, buddy?
Will do. Have a good night. I'll see you on Saturday.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you Saturday. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Amanda Coggy. As I mentioned earlier, we have our lovely friend Alyssa Trahan stopping back by the show Saturday to talk about her a brand new EP that will be released this coming Friday. So the day after the EP release, Alyssa joins us, and like I said, we're taking a break for Halloween. But November 6th, we have the super talented Kayla Woodson. The 7th, we have Tiffany Ashton. The 8th, we have Emily Miner. And our last interview of the year will be November 14th with the lovely Miss Maggie Ball, who I briefly met in person in Nashville during CMA Fest. And so I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.